KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a clear sky, a chilly morning starting out, 16 degrees currently in Atlantic after an overnight low of 15. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In Southwest Iowa news, Red Oak police last night arrested a man for domestic abuse assault. 52-year-old Jerry D. Shaver of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 9:25 p.m. in the 100 block of West 5th Street. He was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. Well, there are still some races to be decided following Tuesday's elections in the KJAN listening area, and that's because in some cases where there were write-in candidates, there were ties in the vote that must be determined by the Board of Supervisors. In Atlantic, there were no surprises in the candidates who won, but a public measure designed to pump more money into the Parks and Rec Department failed. A proposed 3% increase in the hotel-motel tax in Atlantic was defeated by more than 53% of the vote. 420 no to 359 yes. Voter turnout in Atlantic was slightly more than 16%. Elsewhere around Cass County, there were three seats available on the city council in Cumberland. One of the seats ended up in a tie and will have to be decided by the supervisors. Mike Hill received 29 votes and incumbent Michael Martin received 26 votes to ensure their seat on the Cumberland City Council. But incumbent Gary Cooper and challenger Darren Hardesty both had 23 votes. In Griswold, Julianne M. Adams and Carol Preston were elected to fill two seats on the city council. Write-in Thomas Moore garnered 21 votes, far shy of making a challenge to the candidates who had filed for election. In Lewis, Ryan Lockwood defeated Natalie Olson Everett for a vacancy seat on the city council that will end in December of 2019. Lockwood had 86 votes to Olson Everett 16. Also in Lewis, incumbent Ryan Archibald and Don Coors were elected to four-year terms on the city council during an election that saw six candidates vying for those two seats. Archibald garnered 81 votes, Coors had 38. Public Measure B in Lewis, dealing with a levy to provide money for library services, failed by a vote of 51 to 42. In Marnie, there were five seats open on the city council and six candidates. The winners were incumbents Lori Holstey and Angela Redler, along with Mark Oprook, Wayne Priester, and Jericho Schmidt. Public Measure E, which said the local option sales tax or lost funds could be used for any lawful purpose, passed in Marnie by a vote of 22 to 12. Public Measure D, which changed the term of the mayor and council to 4 years, also passed. The vote was 19 yes and 16 no. In Messina, a write-in, Phil Sakajan, won the title of mayor with 54 votes. There were 13 other write-ins. No one had filed for the seat. Public Measure F in Messina, again changing the use of the local option sales tax funds to any lawful purpose, was narrowly defeated by a vote of 45 to 42. In the city of Wyota, where there were three seats open on the city council, incumbent Jeff Lillard received 15 votes toward his re-election. Charles Bechtold, a write-in, received 7 votes, which was good enough to place him on the council. The third seat is up for grabs, though, and that'll be determined by the Board of Supervisors because it was a tie vote. Write-ins Deanna Spry and Lamar Spees both had just 2 votes, meaning neither one had enough to secure that third seat on the council. Here are some other election results from Tuesday where there were candidate races and public measures to decide in the KJAN listening area. In the Adams County City of Corning, Public Measure A asked if a 7% hotel-motel tax should be imposed beginning January 1st. The answer was 98 votes in favor, 63 against. And Public Measure B with the Corning Municipal Utilities Board of Trustees consists of 5 members instead of the current 3 effective in January. Well, that was approved by a vote of 117 to 39. In Adair County, Mick Askren, Brian Belden, and Teresa Wright Glass were elected to 3 seats on the city council in Stewart. There were 5 candidates vying for those seats. There were no names written in for the 2 seats on the Parks and Rec Board in Greenfield. In Audubon County, Brad Hemmingson, Nick Weiss, and Jason Hawker all won seats on the city council in Audubon. A write-in, Doug Jensen, fell well short of the others with his 133 votes. Public Measure A in Audubon failed by a vote of 185 to 80. The measure would have allowed the local option sales tax fund to be shifted from 100% streets use to 100% any lawful purpose as determined by the city council. It did not allow for any property tax relief. There was a close vote for mayor in the city of Gray when write-in Brian Olson defeated William Kramer 7 votes to 4, and Jared Olson, along with Roy John Bollock, were elected to the city council in Gray. Samuel Wendell was unopposed in his bid to fill a vacancy term on that council that expires in December 2019. Voters in Kimbleton elected Chelsea Jacobson, Tony Peterson, and write-in Mike Shores to the city council. Brayton voters elected Callie Christensen as mayor over Neil C. Polberg by a vote of 22 to 13. followed Measure A in Brayton, which called for an annual levy not to exceed $1.50 per $1,000 taxable valuation to be used for providing additional funds for police protection. That failed by a vote of 27-8. Voters in Exira selected Melissa Paulson to fill a vacancy term on the city council, which will expire in December of 2019. In Montgomery County, voters in Stanton elected Eric Paulson, Cheryl Porter, and Jessica Sundberg to fill three seats on the city council, and voters in Villisca passed Public Measure A, which deals with the composition of the Library Board of Trustees and how they are appointed. That passed by a vote of 70-11. You can see other election results and summaries on this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. In the funeral announcements, Virginia Mortensen, age 95, of rural Audubon, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Virginia Mortensen will be held today at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Patricia Pat Brown Kaler, age 74, of Greenfield, died Thursday in Des Moines. The family will greet friends today from 3 until 5 p.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield, with a celebration of life to follow at 5 o'clock at the Greenfield Bowl. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements for Patricia Brown Kaler. Jean Lambie, age 99, of Greenfield, died Saturday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Jean Lambie will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Lois M. Nelson, age 93, of Atlantic and formerly of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for Lois Nelson will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Brayton Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Zeta Kessler, age 91, of Panora, died Monday in Perry. Funeral services for Zeta Kessler will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. Daryl Monk, age 85, of Exira, died Sunday. Funeral services for Daryl Monk will be Friday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Gary Brewer, age 80, of Greenfield, died Wednesday in Florida. November 1st, that is, and funeral services for Gary Brewer will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Shelby United Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Francis Madsen, age 69, of Underwood, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Francis Madsen will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. John Jack Fugel, age 86, of Stewart, died Sunday. Funeral services for John Jack Fugel will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Paul Knudsen, age 66, of Exira, died Sunday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Paul Knudsen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home of Exira has the arrangements. Edna Popesel, age 85, of Harlan, died Monday in Omaha. A mass of Christian burial for Edna Popesel will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Betty Sleister, age 94, of Lake Mills and formerly of Manila, died Sunday. Funeral services for Betty Sleister will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the United Church of Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Julie Ann Bissell Tupker, age 65, of Marion and formerly of Cumberland, died November 1st in Houston, Texas. A celebration of life for Julie Tupker will be held on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Brosh Chapel and Ava Center in Cedar Rapids. That's a check of the news brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.